Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at one of our favorite places, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. And, Mike, it's funny because I walked in. I was like, man, it's busy. Man, this place is popping today.
Well, you know, I would think Cobb is popping.
Just like Gwinnett.
Yes.
But I realized, obviously, that Kennesaw State is playing in their bowl game today, and there are a lot of Kennesaw State fans here. And literally, as we got here to our area where we broadcast, Abe immediately comes up to us and goes, this game was over before it started.
Yeah, I'm like, what game, Abe? I'm like, yes, the Kennesaw State game against Western Michigan in Myrtle Beach, the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Yes, it's ugly. Abe was like, it was over early. Like, Abe was like breaking it down like he just witnessed, I don't know, like a bad beach landing or D-Day or something. I don't know. Like, all right, Abe. I mean, it's been a hell of a season for the Owls.
It has been.
You know, and unfortunately, they came up against a team which just got some mojo going. But congratulations to Coach Mack and making a bowl and winning the damn Conference USA.
And he got an extension out of that whole deal. So he's done a great job. But, yeah, that's part of the vibe here. Obviously, people are off. It's the holidays. A lot of people are off for the next week or two. So come on through, man, if you get a chance to join us. Mike, bear with me if you would, because I got to start with this because my night was ruined last night. If you would, just give me 5 minutes.
Sure.
We were going to talk about the Falcons. We're going to talk about Trae Young's return. We're going to talk about, obviously, the games that are going to happen this weekend and the college football playoff, which starts tonight. Big game. Mike and I are going to get into the Alabama-Oklahoma game. But, Mike, I am never getting back the 3 hours and 17 minutes I spent watching Avatar Fire and Ice.
Oh, snap.
Less fire, less ash, okay? And I got to tell you, I'm a huge Avatar fan. But James Cameron, this movie could have been 2 hours, not 3 hours and 17 minutes.
Right.
Visually stunning. Unbelievable. We saw it in IMAX. We watched it in the 3D. Mike, the stuff that's coming at you and the effects were unbelievable. But the original Avatar guys came out in 2009. I think I even bought it back then.
Right.
Then the second one, I think it was 10 years before the second one came out. And now this one's out. Now, Mike, I read this somewhere where it costs like $400 million to make. It's James Cameron. He's going to get the money. He's one of the best directors in Hollywood. But I'm just disappointed in the length of the movie and how long the movie was. And to be quite honest, and you guys can tell me, I'm not going to finish the movie for you. I'm not going to spoil it.
Right.
But, Mike, it was deja vu, okay? Different plot, same movie. And at the end of this movie, my wife says to me, You know, the ending could have happened 25 minutes ago, and it reminds me of how you feel about Godfather 3.
Yes, I mean, Godfather 3, like, there's a couple of movies. My big thing is lately it's Scorsese. Scorsese falls in love with his big actor. So in Wolf of Wall Street.
Too long.
20 minutes too long. It was DiCaprio. He met with the whole DiCaprio speech. It's too long. Too long. Same thing Sharon Stone in Casino. Well, okay, we've established Sharon Stone's character is a horrible human being. We can move on now. We can move on.
No, we're going to make her worse.
But again, let's have another 20 minutes of establishing just how awful she is. No, I love James Cameron. I follow a bunch of movie critics and cinema websites on Twitter. And a guy had a great point. Guy writes, I think, for Salon or Slate.
Yes.
And he goes, nothing against the Avatar franchise because it's amazing visualizations,
etc.
He goes, but I almost wish this guy was working on other stuff because he spends 10 years on a movie.
That's right.
And you take it back to, you know, to Aliens, Terminator. Guy reinvented genres. The Abyss, obviously Titanic. And he wishes he was doing more stuff with just people. And real buildings and real stuff.
He gets caught up in these projects, though, to your point.
Because he's a genius. Don't get it twisted.
He is.
But I've got I had no interest in seeing this,
so,
to be honest with you.
And so we said, look, we'll go see it. We'll do the big IMAX, you know, 3D thing. And again, from that standpoint, it's a 9. I mean, like, you're not going to see anything like it. But just from the plot standpoint, and oh, my God, how much longer are you going to threaten to kill this guy? And I'm not going to, you know, give the plot away. But with that said, I know a lot of people are looking for things to do with the holidays. If you're going to go see it and you're a fan of Avatar, and by the way, two more movies planned.
What?
Two more movies planned.
So what's next? It goes inside the planet? Okay, because we've had water. We've had flying. We've had water. Now we got fire. What's next? We're going to go inside, we'll tunnel inside.
Let me tell you, the
inside,
biggest...
Inside, what the hell is the planet? What's the planet called again?
Fire and Ash? Fire and Ash?
Yeah, whatever the hell that planet's called.
The biggest... Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the planet.
Pandora.
Pandora, yes. The Navi.
You will follow the rules.
Yes.
Pandora rules. See, I love the first one.
It's set up. It was set up so perfectly. And I think this formula that he's gotten into, it's Dukes and Bale Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I just had to spill the beans.
Just save people 3 hours of their holiday.
Dude, we got home and I was like, it's midnight. Mike, I left last night, and I told you, I said, we're going to see this. I was at the movies by 7:30. Previews, I think this thing started like 7:50.
Right.
11:15.
Well, not to mention you're going to have a half hour of previews.
Oh, my goodness.
That's another thing with the movies, the commercials and the previews. I mean, the old
Can
days,
we just get to it?
You used to have two previews and the flick, and let's go. You know, let's go into the lobby. Okay, the dancing hot dogs and the popcorn. Two trailers, and the movie starts. Now it's like, I feel like I'm like 25 minutes before the movie gets rolling.
All right, I got to say this, and then I'm moving on. All right, if you've seen this movie, The Third Avatar, you guys can tell us what you think. Text us, Mike Bell ATL. I'm going to put them up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. The biggest applause, and I think the biggest wow last night, was in the previews. When Avengers Doomsday is previewed, and you see a picture of Steve Rogers holding a baby, who's Captain America.
Okay.
He doesn't say anything.
Because he went back in time and got with his girlfriend.
And all it says is, Steve Rogers returns in Avengers Doomsday. And everybody's like,
oh, wow.
That's it. That's all they teased you with. And I got excited about that, and then I had to watch 3 hours and 17 minutes of this Avatar movie.
And while we're talking movies, that's another thing. We talk so much about Marvel. Marvel, it's like I think that the Marvel series with the Avengers is like the Mach 2 razor. I don't need another razor. The Mach 2 is the perfect razor. I don't need 7 blades. I don't need a rotating head. You know,
you don't need the heat.
I'm not shaped like
the heat.
I'm not
Marvel even more, Carl. Now because
I'm not shaped like Ben Grimm, the Thing from the Fantastic Four. I can pretty much shave pretty easily. You know, so to me, the Mach 3 is the perfect razor. You don't need anything else.
Yes,
the Avengers, the way they went through Endgame and everything else, it's
perfect. It's perfect,
and everything subsequently has not done the box office because I think of that. Because I think they took it as perfectly to the conclusion, and everything else just seems like afterthoughts.
But everybody in the literally everybody sitting there,
goes, wow,
because
you heard what they're doing now, Carl, right?
What are they doing?
So they're releasing trailers over 4 weeks of Avatar Fire and Ash showing. So every week when you go see Fire and Ash, there'll be a new
You get a new trailer.
There'll be new Avengers Doomsday.
Well, I'm not going back. Somebody's going to have to tell me
again,
about it.
Again, I like a trailer, just not 6 of them.
but this was sweet.
You never go to a movie and the trailers are so bad you're laughing out loud?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Like I'm never going to see that. I'm never going to see that.
Right.
But this was sweet because it was quick. it was like, oh, you recognize the character, and he doesn't say anything, and you're like, where is this going? Anyways, all right, I said give me five. You're giving me ten. Yeah. Avatar, Fire and Ash, Mike, we give
Carl
leather footballs.
Wait for home and TV on your big 75-inch.
Bro, 3 hours and 17 minutes? I went through a big bucket of popcorn, and we were 2 hours in.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm never a guy that complains about a long movie, but get to the point. And what you're telling me is they should have arrived about a half hour sooner.
That's all I'm saying. All right, James Cameron, your thoughts, guys, if you want to join us. Listen, we're live at Twin Peaks. We're going to be out here until 6 o'clock. Mike said it, big weekend. Brian McFadden's going to join us coming up. We'll talk to him about the game last night. Incredible game from Seattle.
Don't want to be, as we say, prisoner of the moment. But, I mean, like I said, unless we get something better in these final couple of weeks or in the playoffs, and as you said today on our podcast, our streaming show that we do, about 11 o'clock on Twitch and YouTube, maybe we're going to see these guys again at NFC Championship. That was about as – now, again, the NFL is all slated for offense and not defense, and the Rams couldn't get a stop. They blew a 14-point lead. Sam Darnold – we'll get into all that because Darnold kind of, you know, shut up the critics at least for a night. And that was everything, Carl, you want as an NFL fan last night. That was awesome.
Well, the league is smiling from ear to ear. I mean, they're like, this is what the playoffs could look like.
Right. Even Al Michaels was engaged and knew the game was actually still on.
Well, you know what, Mike? Offense, man. Both teams scoring points. The Rams, you know, when you have to kick field goals, you got to give Seattle credit. And that was a big part of it. The score could have easily been 45-40 if the Rams were able to punch a couple of those touchdowns in. Either way, we'll talk to Brian McFadden about that. The Falcons and the Cards. I'm at a point in the season, I get guys going, what do you think we're going to do? I ran into a lady in an elevator 2 days ago when we got back from our trip, and literally she says, Dukes, what do you think? She recognized me. I said, about the Cardinals? Mike, I have no expectations. I just don't. I expect us to win from the standpoint we're a better team and we're a better place than where they are right now.
Right.
I think Cousins is playing better than anybody they're going to throw out there, even though Jacoby Brissett has played well. But if you're going to ask me, like, hey, how good do the Falcons play on Sunday, Mike, I have no expectations whatsoever.
It's a team that has a really good tight end, as we talked about with Coach Ra. Jacoby Brissett is a KG veteran. You know, he'll make the give it like anybody else. You give him the time, Carl, he's going to make some throws, right?
Yes.
But you feel like, okay, we could get this dub. Doesn't really, you know, again, it doesn't mean anything now because we've already been locked out of the playoffs. But if you're looking for some momentum, if you are trying to be convinced that Kirk Cousins should come back and you should maybe move heaven and earth to make that contract work, then ball out. You know what I've asked for all week, and I've asked everybody we've spoken to at Falcons. Get Pitts and Drake both doing something special, and Bijan, all in the same game.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe, I don't know what we should expect for Drake. Might be a pitch count, maybe just 20, maybe it's just going to be 20 series. I don't know, maybe 10 touch. I don't know what he's going to be, but, you know, Drake is a baller. He's not been 100% all season, but he don't want to miss this game.
And the reason why I say I don't have an expectation is last week we were down. Most Falcon fans thought we were going to lose that game. And then we have to come back in the fourth quarter late. Kirk does, you know, Cousins things, and we're able to pull it out. Great catches, blah, blah, blah. If anybody, though, Mike, can do what you're asking, I think Kirk Cousins can pull that off.
Right.
Because he talked about his time in Washington, his time in Minnesota with us. You'll hear this interview later in the show where he says, hey, look, here were the guys I played with, and they all ate. Everybody was eating.
Like, right.
So it can be done.
We know it can be. We've seen it. Here's the thing. We saw it last night.
That's right.
Although Puka was a one. Boy, you know, it sucks. This is the special semifinals for my fantasy. My boy Davis, he's already got 75 points.
How'd your tight end do?
Guess what?
He didn't show up?
Dude, he had two big drops last
night.
I'll tell you about it in Guy Talk. My big move.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Look at that.
I was in the middle of a bucket of popcorn in hour number one.
Between Stafford and Puka, I'm dead meat. It's Twin Peaks, Kennesaw, National Ugly Sweater Day today.
Yes, it is.
The ladies in their little Santa Helper outfits.
Is that what that is?
Free chips and queso with a $25 purchase today up here in Kennesaw.
Oh, that's the chips and queso here are really good. All right, we're coming back. B-Mac's going to join us. CBS Sports NFL analyst, guys. Did the Seahawks make a believer out of you last night that they are a real Super Bowl contender? It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is?
With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell hanging out at Twin Peaks. I'm going to be here tomorrow, guys. Watch party as we get ready for more college football playoff and taking it all in. So just come by 3 to 5. I'll be out here hanging out. Yeah. You want to chop it up at the bar and just talk? We can do that because that's what I'm going to be doing out here tomorrow, all right? Today, we're out here live doing our show, and we'd love to get a chance to meet you as always. Mike, let's talk to our man Bryant McFadden, B-Mac, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, CBS NFL analyst, and a friend of the show. And B, I saw a little bit of your analysis of last night. Brother, I got to tell you, I feel the same way you do about Sam Darnold. I want you to tell our audience how you feel because despite the win, apprehensive a little bit, right, about how he's playing in these games, even though he played great late.
Yeah, I mean, what we saw last night, man, was a tale of two halves for Sam Darnold. I mean, the first half was ugly. He couldn't throw the football to the right person. He was creating turnovers. He was super inefficient. And usually when we see things like that happen, especially at the quarterback position, that said player usually goes into a deeper hole where it's just going to be an ugly, ugly game. But because of how his team rallied, and that kind of gave him the voters' confidence to be able to say, you know what, forget everything I just did. I still got a lot left, and we can still find a way to win this ball game. And because of that, that's why I had to tip my hat to him. Because you guys know, man, when you look at the quarterback position, it's identical to a pitcher. You know, if that first inning, if you allow a grand slam, usually that pitcher kind of goes into a tank, and eventually they get pulled. And in the NFL, when quarterbacks start off with a horrible performance, 9 times out of 10, the game is out of reach, and they usually get pulled. But because of his team and how battle-tested they were, they kind of kept things within reach, and they stuck with Sam. And he found his rhythm, man, and he delivered when he needed to deliver.
And that's the thing about, Sam Darnold. I'm with you. I don't believe in him. I thought last year with two big games, you know, to win the division, you know, against Detroit and then how bad he looked against the Rams. But I tell you what, man, maybe he's getting better coaching. You know, this is the latest Kubiak to put his mark in the NFL. And, man, I give Seattle some credit. Now, the refs are all over the place. There was some holding. There was some crazy stuff in that game, that two-point conversion. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Puka Nacua is going to be probably about $100,000 lighter because of the things he said about the refs, Bryant. But, I mean, do you vibe that at all? I know it's like complaining about taxes and death, but it just seems like the refs have been so suspect this year more than ever.
Yeah, this year, definitely, there's been a lot of questionable calls that were either called or missed from the officials in the National Football League. And last night, now, like you guys were, I was definitely confused in how the two-point play was basically finished. And they were resetting for the kickoff. And then they went all the way back to review it to change the call. Like, you were, the kickoff was being placed, meaning that play is the previous play is dead. Anytime they set the ball or place the ball, that symbolizes the new play is ready to go. So that didn't make any sense, and I agree with Sean McVay. That was one of the more defining moments because you basically said the play is dead, but we're going to go revisit to see if it actually was a live ball. That doesn't make any sense, and we don't usually see that.
As we talk about this playoff picture, the team that is, or at least one of the teams that's out of the playoffs made news this week, and that's the Miami Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa. What's the best-case scenario for Tua after he's been benched in Miami?
Well, it's going to be hard to trade him because of that salary. I think he sticks with Miami once again in 2026, but probably as a backup quarterback, and he's that piece of insurance that you would have if whoever the new quarterback isn't ready to deliver. But his starting days in Miami is wrapped. Think about it this, guys. Tua, not only was he demoted, he was demoted all the way to the emergency quarterback. He's third on the depth chart now. Like that tells you all you need to know about his career moving forward in Miami. But it's going to be hard to move off of that contract. So I see him being a part of that organization. And you guys know how it is. Backup quarterbacks are not important until they're important.
Right.
Right? And you're seeing that now in Atlanta with Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? So I think he will stick around because of the finances. But his starting days are pretty much done in Miami.
And again, I'm not sure what they're going to do with that coach. I'd say I'd take him in a heartbeat as an OC.
Yep.
I know, Brian, you always played on Steelers teams and were probably always in the hunt for the playoffs, so it's hard to relate to a team which is kind of a lame duck like the Falcons. But, guys, we said last week, they still got to make tape for the rest of the league. And whether you're a special teamer or a guy, we got a lot of guys on their fourth year of the contract probably not sticking around here. So what is the mindset, and how do you approach a week like the next two for the Falcons?
Man, just utilize the experiences that you created last week to follow you out to Arizona. Because I can tell you this much, Atlanta, even though your playoff hopes are dead, it feels good when you win. Even the fan base, the fans here, I mean, I was, you know, talking with a few people after Thursday night's game. They felt different. They felt good. Yeah, we know the season has been a rut. I mean, we just won a ball game, man, against a divisional foe. So if you're a player on this team, man, number one, you want to continue to put hot tape out. Number two, you want to compete and try to win ball games. And this is a winnable game for Atlanta. Like, you're not playing against one of the best teams in the NFL. You're playing against the Arizona Cardinals. They got a lot of problems. They had a lot of problems just like you have. So go out. This is a neutral opportunity in terms of talent, in terms of how bad both teams have been, to continue to stack another win up. So if I'm the players on Atlanta, you got a lot to play for. Some guys got incentives. Hey, Kyle Pitts, every time you ball out, you create more financial leverage for yourself. You know what I mean? So this is a great opportunity to continue to do what they did last week. Use momentum, stack another one on top of a win.
What do you make of Kirk Cousins, who I think is playing for another opportunity to start somewhere else, even if it's not here? Mike and I had a chance to catch up with him on Wednesday, B, and he sat down with us for a good 20, 25 minutes. It was great. We're going to replay it later in the show. But bottom line is, he's feeling really good, and I think he's playing well right now.
He is. He's playing extremely well. And when he lost his starting job, he still believed he could be a starting quarterback. And that fire, I believe, is still in him. And that's what he is showcasing now. So for Atlanta, no question, he's been the ultimate professional since his time here. You know, he's never been a distraction, even in the midst of losing his job. He's handled everything the right way, and you applaud him for that. But he's auditioning for another opportunity in 2026. And when you look at the landscape of the NFL, there will be a lot of teams that can utilize a quarterback. The Raiders, the Jets, Arizona. I mean, there's a lot of teams. Heck, who knows what happens in Minnesota, you know what I mean, with J.J. McCarthy. So that's why games like this are very, very important. You know, I know some people say, well, they don't have anything to play for. A lie. They got a lot to play for. There are a lot of players that have a lot to play for when it comes to auditioning for other teams, and that's what Kirk Cousins is basically doing.
It is our man Brian McFadden talking NFL here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Duke's Bell Live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. You got the Broncos with Knicks, the Pats with Drake May, Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence. And then you get to the Steelers. There's Aaron Rodgers. Buffalo Bills. Okay, there's just Josh Allen. Is this just right for one of the teams which maybe record-wise will probably have to go on the road and win a couple of playoff games? Because you got some young, untested guys. Now, Broncos did make the playoffs, but what do you think about maybe a lower-ranked AFC team who's got a veteran making the move, like Josh Allen?
This has to be the year for Josh Allen, guys. And the reason why I say that, when you talk about the narrative kind of changing in the AFC, there's no longer Pat Mahomes that you have to worry about in the playoffs. As we see it right now today, Lamar Jackson wouldn't be in the playoffs. Joe Burrow wouldn't be in the playoffs. Those are all notable quarterback names. Those are all names that have really either stood in front of Josh Allen in playoff experiences or hampered him from advancing to potentially get to a Super Bowl. So now you got young, new quarterbacks that has never been in this environment. When you talk about playoff caliber football, even though Bo Nix made the playoffs last year, they were one and done. And you know who they lost to? Buffalo. Josh Allen. That's right. Right. So if you're Josh Allen, this got to be the year, man. You potentially will be the most experienced AFC playoff quarterback in the tournament this year. And you don't have to worry about the Michael Jordan. This is like the year when Michael Jordan retired and went and played baseball, right? you had some new champions in the NBA. If I'm not mistaken, that's the year when Houston went back to back. So eventually Pat Mahomes is going to find his groove and he's going to get back. So if you're Josh Allen, you got to find a way to get it done. Because if you don't get it done now with no Lamar, no Joe, no Pat Mahomes, who knows when you'll get it done?
You're missing your window.
That's it, man. It's crazy. All right, B, is there anything as far as, you know, all this stuff that's going on around the NFL, man, it's just so much is happening. It feels like I hope we get games like we did last night in these playoffs. It's going to be incredible. I do want to ask you one last thing before we let you go. Are you faded or fading on the Eagles at all?
I still have faith with the Eagles. And the reason why is because they're deserving of that. They're a talented team. So that's the biggest thing with the Eagles. You don't question the talent. You just question the execution. I think the biggest issue for Philly is the lack of creativity offensively, starting with the OC Kevin Petullo. You know, this is the same group that Kellen Moore had last year. I know they've been dealing with injuries in the offensive line, but heck, everyone has been dealing with injuries. I mean, Atlanta lost their right tackle before week one. The Chargers have lost both tackles. Buffalo has lost both of their tackles has missed time, but those guys have still found ways to be creative and run the football. So I still believe, man, because Jalen Hurts is a winner. He's criticized a lot, but not deserving. So he's a winner. He can get things done. They got dudes on defensive side. We've seen that. It's just the lack of rhythm offensively has hampered, but I still believe if you look at the landscape of the NFC playoff-wise, Philly will have a home playoff game. Man, they got dudes that can get it done. And they just need to go ahead and light that fuse at the right time, and who knows what could happen.
Right, and they dealt with the soap opera last year.
Yeah, they did.
And they got there.
They did. B, appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games, as always, brother, and we will talk to you next week. Hey, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your family. I know next Wednesday, you know, you're taking care of the fam, and just wanted to give you a big shout-out, man, and thanks for all that you do for us.
Love you, brother.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys, man, and likewise to you.
All right, there he is, Bryant McFadden. It's Dukes and Bell live, guys, at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Mike, when we come back, got to talk about Trae Young's return. Hornets were on fire last night.
They literally could not miss a three-point shot. I mean, it was insane. And we looked like the Monstars shooting threes. Took our skills.
We'll get into it. I asked people on social media, what did you think about Trae's return? Find out what we think next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin?
or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mike's talking with somebody at the bar right now denying that he watched certain Florida State games because his team was so bad this year.
We were just talking with an Auburn fan who was reminding me of how we won. Seems like a long time ago, that national championship. I believe Obama was in the White House. And it was the Rose Bowl. Now, I was joking around because if you don't remember, we had a coach who left our staff and went to Auburn and knew all of our stuff. And no one at Florida State, Jimbo didn't figure that out until the second half to go silent count and go to hand signals to change everything up. I think it was Damian Craig.
That's right.
And then the last time Kelvin Benjamin ever did anything was the catch for the touchdown to win the Natty.
No, it's true. Yeah, man. Jameis, right?
Jameis, baby.
Wow.
I'll never forget. It's funny because there's another guy on the other side of the bar, who's an FSU guy. And I have a friend, Mitch White, who's a photographer. And he's on the field. And I'm up in the stands with Patrick John and the guys. And he texts me. He goes, call me. I call him up. I'm like, it's right before the game. It's like, half hour before the game. I go, what's going on? He goes, you're not going to believe this. Now, Jameis had gotten suspended for yelling, grab her in the blank in the comments. Not one of his better weeks on the heels of everything else he was dealing with.
Yeah.
So Jimbo suspended him for 1 week for the Clemson game. He goes, you're not going to believe this. Jimbo is yelling at Jameis. He's taped up. He's got everything. He's got eye black. He's got his complete uniform, shoulder pads. He's suspended. And Jimbo's like, what the – are you doing out here?
Wow.
I'm here to eat some W's, coach. I know he's a knucklehead, but God bless him. You know what I mean? He's our knucklehead.
Well, you know what? He has become a fun personality.
Right. Pop culture sensation.
He really has. And, the only time I've ever been mad at Jameis, because the crab leg things, that just lended itself to
right.
be made fun of, was him owning
it. Tell me how you feel about it.
Yes. Admitting when he was with the Saints and they ran the score up on us.
We already played him twice.
Yes, with Arthur Smith as our coach, and that was like, I think it was the last game of the season.
I was down there with Trustee for that one. We couldn't believe it.
We were
already in the cab going to Pat O'Brien's when we heard on the radio that they scored another touchdown.
Yeah, and they didn't have to do that. They could have took a knee, and he hands the ball off, and then after the game was just like, yeah, what you want to say about it?
Tell me how you feel about it.
I was so PO'd at him about that.
And obviously, he wanted to get the running back who had been injured to score.
To score, yeah. He wanted to get one of his guys a touchdown. Nevertheless, though, but Jameis has become a sensation, Mike. Yeah, we were just talking with some folks at the bar, man. Come on through. We're at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'd love to get a chance to hang out with you guys and get a chance to see you as well. And you can also tell Mike how bad Florida State is. Trae Young last night, man, 8 points, 10 assists. Love the 10 assists in 20 minutes.
Right.
But as one of our loyal listeners said, Dukes, we don't defend the three-point line.
We don't play defense.
Man, Mike.
I said we don't play defense.
How many threes does it take before you guys start running out there and trying to at least get a guy's hand in his face?
No, and I mean, Ball and who's it? Who's the other kid? Gwerbel? Rebel?
Yes.
Gwerbel? Gerbil? I couldn't freaking miss. I mean, it was. I mean, this was one where, I mean, you might want to defend. Knipple, thank you.
Con Knipple.
You know, like, Knipkanop. Remember the game? Knipple really couldn't miss. They were just bombing from three, and you're right. I mean, at least get a face. If he beats you, if he does a stutter step and catches you in the air, so be it. But please try to defend on the perimeter.
Yes.
Because Charlotte shot 49% from the arc last night. That's insane.
It really is. As far as the individual performance, I can't judge Trey on one performance after missing all the weeks he did. But LaMelo Ball went off last night, and you know, he had 7 first-half three-pointers in his return from a right ankle injury. So he was coming off of an injury and balled out.
By the way, his tattoos look about as bad as the lead singer of Maroon 5.
What is his name? Who are we talking about?
Adam.
Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Adam Levine.
Your ink is, dude, it looks, I mean, yeah. You got to have some kind of flow. Orin, am I wrong? I mean, I don't know.
Look bad.
Did they do his tattoos in the dark? I mean, I don't know. Back to you, Carl. Sorry. Observation from last night.
Yeah, no, I didn't really pay attention. What I was paying attention to him is dropping these threes on our right head, 7 of 9 in the first half. He's finished with 8 of 11 on three-pointers and 28 points. But the bottom line is, guys, you know, everybody wants to critique this and go, all right, well, Jalen Johnson went off for 43 points, 11 boards, and 9 assists. He almost had a triple-double.
Hit the three to make it a one-point game after being down 24.
But isn't that the issue? We were down so far that by the time you got back into it, it was almost like, oh, I'm exhausted.
Well, if they expended energy, the bad news is it's back-to-back.
It's true.
Because I got to play tonight. More on that coming up. But I don't think, as you said, if you're a Trey hater, I mean, yippee-ki-yay, you're going to go and analyze 20 minutes.
Yippee-ki-yay.
We spent a lot of time on Die Hard yesterday. But, I mean, but you saw Trey. I mean, now here's the thing. Trey has, and I saw, we said this last year, his three-point shooting has not been great. Not where it was
percentage wise,
and I know that if you look at the year, Carl, by year, it's only down a couple of points. But moments when you need him to hit,
that's right.
The moments when Trey has hit that three, you know, that's why we talk about Pitts. You know, you talk about the drops. When do they occur? Do they occur when it's a third down? Do they occur when you have a chance to go ahead in the game? Trey's got to be making these big threes and big momentum shifting threes. He could not hit last night.
No, it's a great point, Mike. I mean, we talked to Rob about these sacks, right? Guys, we're second in the league in sacks behind Denver, which is nuts. We, you know, if you're just basing it on that, we should have Denver's record. We don't. But Rod talks about the moments and when these sacks occur. We have a lot of sacks, but have they been game-changing sacks? Some of them have been able to get us off the field on the third down, but, you know, for the most part, to your what you're discussing, it's when these threes come. It's when they need to be, you know, delivered. And I think you're right about that with Trey. But listen, I think the future is bright with him and this core and what it could look like. And I said, I got to give him a few weeks, man. Let him get adjusted.
Right.
Let him see what's working. But the one thing they didn't do last night is they did not go away from Jalen Johnson. And that is what I love.
Right. And that's where we said, you know, Quinn Snyder, hey, man, paid you, you know, we gave you $40 million. And for the most of your time here, the team has not been complete. There's been injuries. Jalen hasn't been healthy.
That's right.
You know, we talked about Trey missing some time. Now I want to see how it comes together, man, because this is a team that has enough talent to compete with. That's a 9-win Charlotte team you lost to
last night. It's a bad team, man. It's a bad team. Faye says Dukes and Bell, the not defending the three-point line is coaching. That's not Trey. We're not blaming him.
Oh, no. I mean, and that's – when he had Rudy Gobert in Utah with Donovan Mitchell, they were I thought they were a better defensive team.
Yeah.
But that's an attitude. We have Dyson Daniels. We have these guys. You know, I mean, Noah had 28 off the bench last night.
He's big, man. I love his game. I really do. He's a baller. One of the best pickups in the offseason. Hey, Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at Akins Ford. Check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. And coming up, guys, we'll go around the NFL. Last night's game was unbelievable, but we got some good contests to look forward to this weekend. And also, we'll get into the college football playoff situation. Steve Kuhn is going to join us a little bit later on as well. And you will hear our interview with Kirk Cousins from Wednesday up at Flowery Branch.
You like that.
So, listen, you said this when we finished with him, as we came back and talked a little bit about it and analyzed what he had to say. And it was funny because our phones were just going, bloop, 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 ding, bloop, bloop. Messages from people, some we hear from all the time, and others we rarely hear from.
Right, some of our peers from around the country do talk radio who listened to it.
Correct.
And heard it.
And right. We're like, yo, that was unbelievable, man. Great job, blah, blah, blah. And you know, not that we need that affirmation, but I do think it speaks to what people were hoping to get from Kirk Cousins, which was just a sense of honesty.
Right.
You know, just don't try to pull my leg and say something that's not true and we know where you were at and what was going on. And I think for the most part, Mike, he owned it without saying he regrets any of this and how he handled it.
Right.
He didn't say that, but he did say I wish some of this stuff went differently.
Right, and he gets it, and he understood why I was banging on him and calling him, this lying, cheating rat, after he said, I'm fine. No, I wasn't fine. And now he gave some clarity. If you hadn't heard, you will hear coming up. By the way, Drake London, questionable. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
James Pierce Jr. for the first time that I can remember listed as questionable.
What happened to James?
Not sure. Apparently it's a foot, the agony of defeat. So he's got a foot issue, and Brandon Dorlus, who's been working his way back up, is dealing with an illness and a shoulder. Kadarryl Hodge is out with a shoulder. Mike Hughes still dealing with an ankle. He is out. So we'll see. But, I'm not saying Drake London's going to be game time, but, if I'm the Falcons, you and I brought this up, he doesn't have to prove anything. We know he's in a contract year. You know he wants to be out there, but I don't want to see him get hurt.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I do want to see how Cousins, him, Bijan, the full compliment.
What it looks like.
Exactly right.
As far as James Pierce Jr., guys, if you don't know this, he's on the verge of having the most sacks as a rookie in franchise history. And with 3 weeks left, including this weekend, he's got a real shot to do it. And when we talk about what guys are playing for and their motivation and, we're not going to the playoffs, it's bigger than that. If you're a competitor, man, you want to go out at the end of this season and going into next year, Mike, having people talk about James Pierce Jr. as one of the premier pass rushers in this league. It's funny because before the season started, who was it from ESPN that said he was going to lead the league in
sacks? Oh, that was Lewis Riddick.
Lewis said this, and Mike and I talked about it because we laughed that day, and we're like, that's a pretty bold statement. Look at this thing now, and you go, all right, well, he's one of the best pass rushers in the league.
He might be off by 1 year.
Correct.
Overall sacks. And by the way, Mark Ramondi from ESPN, he tweeted about a half hour ago. I just saw this. James Pierce Jr., Brady, we mentioned, both questionable, but Raheem Morris says he feels good about both playing.
Okay, that's good news. All right, man. We're going to talk more about the Cards coming up as well and what this matchup is going to look like. You can hit us up. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929.
Get all your Christmas shopping done?
Yes, for the most part. I say that because there's always seemingly some last-minute items that, it's like, I need to do this. And here's the problem now. We're so spoiled, Mike. It's like 5 days or whatever, 6 days before Christmas. I'm not even worried about it getting delivered and being on time. There was a time in my life where I was like, I got to go to a store, and I got to find this item. And now I'm like, computer, send. It will be delivered tomorrow, and I'm good. I'm good.
No, I did a little brick and mortar. I was over at D. Geller. I do commercials for D. Geller. I saw Jonathan Geller up here at the Kennesaw store. It was so funny. The poor lady.
By the way, they have a great ad. I told you. They have a great billboard that just simply says, ho, ho, ho. The O is diamond.
Nice.
And it's really cool. But anyways,
They've got a great marketing team. That's why they use 92.9 The Game. But anyway, I was over there, and it was funny. The sales assistant, I came in because there was an 18-wheeler that broke down on 285 just south of Paces Ferry going northbound, which just had the entire west side jacked up. And so I thought I'd have a nice time to browse and some other things I wanted to do up here. And so I literally came in and was like, what happened to the necklace? I saw it on the website. Here's what all right, you go get this. I'm going to go get some more stuff. I'll be right back. Go box it. She's like, what? And then Jonathan saw it. Goes, that's Mike Bell. Yeah, he does endorse. Don't worry about it. We got it. Then I ran over to some other store. Hit some other stores. Then I'm calling Drunk Larry's wife. I go, what size is Drunk Larry? 2X fit? No, 3X. Be safe. Damn it. All right, I got to go back to the store. Because now I got to get 3X. And so try to get all this done. But anyway, got it done. And then literally it took me 10 minutes to go a mile, from that side of 75 to this side of 75 to Twin Peaks and Kennesaw.
Yeah, Baird Parkway gets caught up that way. This time of year, man, there's so many stores and stuff going on. I will say this. 3 o'clock hour straight ahead, guys. We'll talk some NFL and take you around the league and talk about some of the storylines. I'm still old school in that way. There is a part of me that I want to go into stores and still look at stuff. And browse, and do some window shopping. That when we were in Paris, Mike, and we were overseas, that was the best part. Walking down these strips and these streets, and just looking in, and fashion is the king in Paris.
The Rue de Rivoli, Champs-Élysées,
unbelievable, right? And so you're just walking and the window shopping, and I'm like, I want to go in that store. I got to stop at this watch store. oh, I've never seen a coat like that. Let me go in here. It's just nonstop. But there is a part of me that still loves to do that.
I wore that, the suit I wore to the Christmas party. I got that at Harrods in London.
Nice.
That was in 07.
Yeah.
And it hadn't fixed. I was too fat, and I lost some weight. Yeah. I can button it again. But, yeah, I picked up this corduroy jacket, you know, bespoke jacket. Had them tailored, and then they sent it to the hotel. It was kind of like, nice, but I'm with you.
Yeah, man.
I'm that's why when I was a little kid, I know we got to catch a break, I knew with my Nana, if I could just bite the bullet and hang out with her while she tried on stuff.
You were going to get something.
I was going to get a toy or something on the back end.
You were going to get something.
I've learned it. I'm probably a better browser than my wife. I'm a browser.
I am a browser. Are you a browser? We're browsers.
Funny you don't look like browsers.
404-726-0929. Happy Friday, man. We're coming back. We'll get to a 4th-and-1 next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.